And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Alex.
Yo.
And Joe.
Hello.
And Michael.
Howdy.
And Ted.
Hi. And Bill.
Yay!
You need to, like, come up with a better introduction for yourself.
And I'm your host, Bill.
Like, I am the fabulous, most unique host ever, Bill, or something like that. I don't know.
The what happens with the mostest? Yeah.
What's the
that
hostess?
One's already taken.
What?
It's not taken.
Words can be said and used and all that. They're not trademarked. Those words are not trademarked.
They can be trademarked in, like, certain order, though.
Like, no.
Well, copyrighted.
Okay, words can be. Those words are not. We'll go with that.
Okay. I don't want to fight about it.
It might be.
You know, each time we start this, I get the stronger and stronger urge just to mess up your introduction by talking over you, right? Like, right at that point. I don't know what it is, but every time I'm just like, and here we are. And so anyways, did you hear the thing that...
Yeah.
just to see if you'd, like, halt and start over or something.
Those are the best episodes.
We should change the name of our podcast to Here's the Thing.
What was that, Alex?
We should change the name of our podcast to Here's the Thing.
Here's the Thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Okay, so Here's the Thing.
Yeah.
grinds my gears.
I watched this movie this weekend.
Exactly.
Wait, this weekend or next weekend?
Oh, whatever.
I don't know.
Point in time.
That's right.
I watched this movie this coming weekend.
Time doesn't exist, so I can use the past tense whenever I so desire.
We're not talking about Logan on this one, right?
Yes, we are.
We're not spoiling.
Yeah, we're not spoiling it.
Only one of us has seen it, so.
Yeah.
I will have to kill you.
I'm going to whisper thoughts or the spoilers into your ear, Mike.
Yeah.
He won't tell you about how Cabal shows up and kills everyone.
Though, unintentionally, even before the movie started, I was texting my cousin because I had her think that I was at the 7:30 instead of the 8:30. And so I was sending her just, like, made up spoilers.
Yeah.
And one of them in the movie, it wasn't exactly, but it kind of was like that. And so I was like, oh.
A little too
close.
So
it wasn't really a spoiler, but I was just making stuff up. I had no idea.
You gotta be careful with that.
I know.
I was sending out spoilers to the prequel, the Star Wars Rogue One. Even, or like, regardless, all the time.
Are we in the sequel?
Dare
I'm
you.
I'm like, everyone dies.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No, I think it is technically a prequel.
Prequel. Oh, yeah.
It's both a prequel and a sequel, though.
Exactly.
It's a midquel.
The midquel.
Midquel. Yep.
Midquel.
Yeah. Well, that died.
I was like, the midquel episode.
Yeah.
We had some exciting things this week, huh?
Yes, there is. Last night, for a bunch of people stood in line at their GameStops and at their local FedEx and post offices.
At midnight?
Yes, hoping for the delivery.
Hey, you were one of those, weren't you?
So wait, are you saying that if I go to my post office at midnight... They're going to be there and give me my delivery.
No, you're going to hope they are, but they're not going to give it to you.
Okay.
I bet you could stand there and look through the window, and they'd be, like, waving it at you.
I did that. I did that at the local sushi restaurant yesterday. Yeah. I stood at the door and scratched at it because I got there, and I didn't realize they didn't open. Like, they closed down in the middle of the day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'm this goof standing outside just wanting sushi. I'm like, I got the shakes. I just need some Tobiko, please.
Yeah.
But like, it's not even made yet.
What were you saying, Alex?
I don't think I was saying anything.
Oh, fine then.
Alex, where did you go for your Portland experience?
I got my Switch at just a mall GameStop. It was kind of cool. They left the place open for a midnight release. I didn't think they're going to do that because it's in a mall, but yeah, they just open it up and let everyone inside to get their Switch.
That's how much power Nintendo has.
I know.
Actually, GameStop does that for like all their midnight releases.
Well, but the mall has the ultimate call on that. No, it has to be part of their contract.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they can't.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. When I worked at a mall in Twin Falls, I worked at Spencer's, and the GameStop had a contract that. If there was a midnight release, the mall had to be open, and they had to provide security and all that. So it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can get heated. You don't want someone to get mugged and have your Switch taken away.
It's like those Christmas midnight, the Black Friday.
Trample each other.
Yeah.
So have you ever seen yourself on the other side of the jerkiness? Like, StarCraft was coming out, StarCraft 2 was coming out, and then I had a line at the GameStop, and there was this guy standing right in the doorway, and it was my turn to go in, and he was standing there talking to this lady. He already had his game. And, like, I don't know, something just snapped inside me. I'm like, I gotta get my StarCraft. I've been waiting, like, a decade for this. And so I kind of pushed past him, and the lady he was talking to was like, oh, that was kind of rude.
No, that's not rude. You should feel okay with
I
that.
I should be okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that person should know you don't block the door for your casual conversation.
I felt bad, but later when I was killing the Zerg, I was okay.
No, I remember getting Grand Theft Auto, and that's what I felt the urgency of, like, pay and immediately evacuate the
yeah. Get out.
Store.
Get
yeah,
your
you
game,
don't just
get out.
Stand around.
If you want to stand around and talk, you should come tomorrow.
They should do like the 30-second rule. If you want to stand around, then it's like, it's fair game. Then you can get mugged. Someone well,
don't
can just
they
take your stuff.
Don't they know it's illegal to stand in the fire in the doorway? It's a fire hazard?
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way, I found myself just being on the giving end of jerkitude more often than I'd like.
I was say, isn't that a common occurrence for you, Ted?
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. I've been told that I'm the nicest mean person or the meanest nice person that people know. So I guess that's probably true.
Alex, you're the big Nintendo person. So what I was thinking in my head was, is Nintendo going to be the every other generation console people? Because it wasn't like the 64 is huge, and then the GameCube was not as quite as successful, and then the Wii, you couldn't get it for months, and then no one cared about the Wii U, and now the Switch going to be the big one.
The Super Nintendo before 64 was huge, too.
Yeah, that's true.
And the GameCube had that weird thing where people weren't into it, and now everyone wants it.
Well, the GameCube, I felt like, got really popular, because I remember I picked up mine when it was just $100, and I loved it.
I liked all the games on that thing.
Yeah.
I just loved the GameCube.
There's some classics on it.
Huh? No, because even the 64 had that weird thing with the
Alex is trying
controller.
He said something
that's
about
right.
That.
I'm trying to say something, Mike. Yeah, no, that's I had the same deal with the GameCube. There's a ton of games on that I loved a lot. Like my favorite days playing the GameCube were like the year before the Wii came out. There were just like so many good games to go back there and pick up and play again. And it's like the same deal with the Wii U. Like right now, like there's so many good games for the Wii U, and nobody has one.
Okay, to be fair. Mario Sunshine, worst Mario game ever. Like, I don't know, they trying to get nerds to clean? I don't understand this at all. No sense to me at all.
Have you ever seen The Simpsons? I hope you've seen The Simpsons. But there was one where they were making fun of, like, virtual reality. And the kids were doing virtual yard work. So there was, like, one kid out there pushing a fake mower. Another kid that was using the fake hedge clippers?
No.
No, okay. Well, fine then.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
So this Zelda, it looked pretty Wind Waker-esque.
Yep.
What say you?
I don't know. It definitely looks like a... It's got like this... they use like this... Like a texture filter or something on it to make it look like it's more of a cel shady. Like, it doesn't look like it sort of almost looks like it's, it has, like, this kind of painted look that, like, the new Street Fighter games have, but at the same time, it also definitely doesn't look like it's a painting. Like, it just looks like a game that has a cool filter on it. Like, it doesn't look as spooky as, like, Twilight Princess did, and it doesn't have, like, that really cartoony look that Wind Waker did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just kind of, like, I can't really pin it down. Like, it doesn't look bad, but it doesn't look like anything. Like, it just looks like its own thing.
I really, like, when I first saw Wind Waker, I hated it. Like, I thought it looked so stupid with all the cel shading and, like, the super cartoony way it looked. I was so
I loved it day one. I've always loved cel shaded stuff. Like, when Jet Grind Radio came out, I was like, oh my god, I want every game to look like this.
Yeah, but I found that I grew on it. Like, I really enjoy it now, but I don't know, I think that the new Zelda, like, the little bit that I did see, it looked kind of, like, it almost looked like the guy, like, was clipping, like the model was clipping into itself or something like that. It didn't, and it might just be the way it was drawn, but I don't know.
That they shipped the game like not totally finished.
Well, there's DLC for that, so you can pay and get it to look better. You know,
they actually released like day one, they had an update for Zelda. Like when you just pulled out of the box and you put the game card in, you had to tell it an update. Like it's the console like just needed grand total three updates before I could play a game. Because you need one for the eShop, and you need one for the system, and then one for Zelda.
So here's a question. If they do that, like a lot of games have, a lot of really popular games have, and then their servers go down because they couldn't handle that, is that really a DDoS?
I guess because I'm denied.
Well, it's a distributed game, so. But I mean, wouldn't that be like intent? Wouldn't distributed denial of service really imply intent? I've often wondered about this because people say we're DDoSing it. No, you're trying to download content. There's a difference.
Oh, you mean like if everyone just tries to download an update and like Nintendo can't handle it and just craps
it? Yeah, exactly. Like when Steam launched, it like the servers kept going down like crazy because everybody wanted Steam.
Every WoW update.
At the same time.
Yeah, major update.
Yeah. So,
well, I thought somebody, I can't remember if it was you or somebody else told me, DDoS is outdated. Like, they've already cracked it. And so they keep it on there for normal people. But if you want a copy of the game or a copy of the movie or whatever.
No. Distributed denial of service is when a whole bunch of. So when people send a whole bunch of web traffic to a certain server.
Requests.
And then it shuts it down.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking of the
DRM.
That's the one. Yeah. Stupid acronyms.
Yeah.
Too many of them.
I know. Nerd culture's full of it. It's hard to keep up. So, but I don't know. I think it's interesting to think about. But did you have any problem like downloading the updates or anything like that, Alec?
I started it this morning, like super early, and I walked away from it. I came back and it was done. It seemed to work okay. And like that's the first update that took forever. But like the second and third updates, those went really quick. They weren't too bad.
Oh, that's good.
I think Nintendo got like their stuff straightened out for like their I can't think of the word. So I'll just say this: their internet stuff. They got their internet game together a little bit since like the Wii days. So stuff like that generally work pretty good.
They really needed a smooth launch. I mean, they've been losing game or losing popularity, which I think is unwarranted. But I just get really irritated because, like, people talk about, like, Nintendo versus Sega, and, like, Nintendo was clearly superior, but people liked Sega because it had blood and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think Nintendo loses market share just because people like the flashy, like, adult Steam stuff, the Forbidden Fruit, instead of, like, I don't know, better graphics and things that way, so.
Yeah.
Or not necessarily even better graphics, but, like, gameplay and whatnot. So.
But, you know, well, there's the idea of what is good gameplay and all that, because, you know, people want the blood and violence. Well, what if, you know, because Xbox does it, because PlayStation does it, because PC does it, doesn't that mean Nintendo, where they're keeping theirs, like, no, PC does not get Mario. We have Mario. You want Mario and Pokemon? We have the rights to it. Anybody else, or no one else can release it. It almost makes Nintendo that we're different. That's why you like us.
I know, they do have the best original content. That's really cool.
And the oldest.
Well, because what else is really like super exclusive to the other systems that's around? Because I don't know, I haven't gotten an Xbox since the original one, and like 360
Halo.
Died. So is Halo still cool though? Like I don't. It doesn't sound like
know.
Anyone
it's,
plays
well,
that.
Halo's not exclusive though.
It's on PC.
Well, it's on Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't used to be though.
Or wine.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I just mean the context of the consoles, the exclusivity. Yeah, because Xbox, all that.
I don't know. It seems like other games that try to be exclusive, like the PlayStation or the Xbox, they're just reaching. But then when Nintendo does it, you just don't even think about it. I never really considered that before. Because, like Mario and Metroid and Zelda, like you're not going to see those on the Xbox. Like if that came out on the Xbox, I'd probably be like, no, that's not a good idea.
Well, even Pokemon, like this huge game.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And it took forever for
Well, it's on Android.
Mario.
That counts.
Yeah, and so is Mario Runner. But it took forever for it to go on that, and that's just a version of the game.
Well, and that's what I like about it, because it's Nintendo, like they make these characters, because that's like with PlayStation, the best thing they have is the Naughty Dog, but I mean that's a separate company, and we've always seen that, like when they had exclusivity of, I remember on the GameCube with Resident Evil 4, but then eventually they're like, we can make more money, so there's always that risk of like, oh, with this generation, Naughty Dog is for everybody now. So it's like, unless it really has that Sony game company, that's the only way it's going to be guaranteed exclusive to that. So.
Oh, and that's why Halo became more, because when Bungie gave it up. Mm-hmm. Microsoft's like, this is ours.
Yeah.
We told you it was going to be ours. This is officially all ours.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, Tomb Raider was the same way. Now it's on Xbox. That used to just be the PlayStation thing.
Final Fantasy jumped around.
Yeah, exactly.
It used to be a Nintendo thing.
I know. That's why.
And then it went over to PlayStation, and then it's on everything now. So. Mm-hmm.
Is it on Nintendo again?
No, not... Well, they make some games on Nintendo.
Nintendo is part of everything.
Not the main... I don't know if they put out the main series on there.
So, Alex, did you get The Binding of Isaac with your Switch, or did you get that later?
I actually skipped it. I was thinking about getting it on launch because they include like stickers and a manual for it, but then I'm like, I've sunk like 100 hours into the PC version. I don't want to have to play 100 hours again to unlock all the stuff I've got, so I'm just going to skip it. If they had like a way you could like transfer save games between like Steam and other stuff, I'd probably would have picked it up, but I just didn't want to do all that again, so I just didn't bother with it. Yeah, the only games I got at launch, and this is maybe the reason I'm a little ambivalent on the Switch, are Breath of the Wild and a game called Snipperclips.
They tried to sell me that one. What is that about?
So I haven't played with Jamie yet, but it's like a it's like a it's like a two-player puzzle game, and you've basically controlled two characters, and each character is like one of the Joy-Cons. And you have to, like, you can, like, overlap and tilt over each other to make, like, a little Venn diagram type shape, but in the shape of Joy-Cons. And you can, like, clip out the negative space between the other character, and you can turn them into different shapes, and you can do that to complete puzzles. There's, because it's, like, puzzles to, like, carry a ball from one end of the screen to the other, so you make, like, your other player have, like, a cup-shaped head, and they can carry it.
Hmm.
It looks really cute. Like, I really think they should have included it. It's just, like, a bundle title, because it's only, like, $20. And I think it would like showcase like what the Switch is good at better than a lot of stuff, because the new Zelda game, it's, you can definitely tell it's a, I mean, maybe you can't definitely tell, but it's own show, like the fact that it's on the Wii U and it looks about like it does on the Switch, it doesn't feel like it's like a new unique game for the Switch. It definitely feels like a port of a really great game, which I guess technically that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, like right now, the only exclusive thing they got for that I've downloaded for the system is just Snipperclips.
Interesting.
I'm actually kind of curious how Mario Kart's going to work, because I already have the extra controller, but do I need to buy two more controllers to play it with four people, or can I take these two controllers and turn them sideways, and now I have four controllers?
I don't know if you get like one Joy-Con per person. So you can have like two people with just what comes in the box, but I don't know if they have four player split screen because Mario Kart 8 doesn't have. Actually, no, it does have four player split screen now that I think about it. So
yeah, because we played it.
Never mind. Okay, I was thinking it didn't have it because of. I think it actually did have it.
Does it still use the Wii Nunchuck controllers? Like, can you still connect those?
No. You have your base system. Imagine your cell phone. And on the sides of your cell phone are controllers that you've slid down onto it.
Right.
They have knobs and buttons on them.
Yes.
But the thing is, these things can also come off, and that's what you play when it's docked or when it's leaning against the kickstand that's on the back. TV.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So you can play on that with friends, and it has a kickstand in the back.
So basically, it comes with two controllers.
Or one super controller.
Can you hook them together? Do they connect to each other?
Well, if they don't connect to each other, you either attach the throw guard, so the strap, which has gives you access to buttons on the inside, or you set them in a controller that has handles. So,
because that's what I wanted, because I was looking at Shayla. I didn't look at her hand sequence, but it looked like she was holding like one thing.
Mm. And you've slid them down onto that.
Okay.
So you're saying that like you have to get like the new controllers for it.
Yes. And they're $75.
I really liked how you could just get you could just use your Wii controllers for your Wii U. Like that was that was really nice.
But they were the older version, not the new, better, cuz when we got the new Zelda on Wii, we had to upgrade our controller because the new controller had more tilt capabilities.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, I mean, for the people who barely can afford the Wii U.
Yeah.
Right? Like the fact that you didn't have to buy four new controllers or three new or two new, whatever, was, you know, it's a big deal.
I know, because controllers is where they get you. If you want to have your big party console, you're going to spend more than the console to get all your controllers.
Just get the controllers and the nunchucks and all that
stuff.
Go
online and buy them from China.
Those things are crap.
Yeah, but they cost $5. Buy 20 of them. Who cares?
Well, if they don't control very well, then I care.
And that gives you the poor advantage, yeah.
Well, for that 75 with like Mario Kart for the party games, I probably, like Alex was talking about, gain two controllers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the party games, yes, I can turn these sideways and I can do that stuff.
I don't know anything about the Switch, unfortunately, right now. Well, except what you guys have just said.
I'm on a year buying freeze right now, so I'm not buying anything except for necessities.
You blow it all in Vegas.
I'm going on the 20th, actually.
Oh, that's later.
But that's things, that's not experiences. So experiences are exempt from that.
Hey, consoles give you great experiences. When you run around with Link, finding
actually,
Zelda.
It's the thing that gives you experiences.
My console experience has been, I bought this console, I played it twice, and now it's collecting dust. I have a Wii U. I loved it. I never play it. Like, never.
Hey, we never upgraded to the Wii U. We skipped that one.
Yeah, the thing is that like with the Wii U, because it has that little iPad,
mm-hmm.
I can play it while someone's watching TV, right?
Yeah.
I just don't.
With the Switch, same thing. You pull it out of its base and you play, and it's a decent screen.
Right. Well, yeah, no, that looks good. The Wii U screen wasn't bad. I was happy with the Wii U screen, but that's what I'm saying. Like, never play it.
Oh.
So what's the difference between the Wii U and the Switch then? Besides screen size, maybe.
You have to have with the Wii U, you still have the console that sits hooked up to your TV, and then you got to be within range of it to play games on it. With the Switch, you can just pick it up and go.
It's a charge device. Oh, and I was really like setting up the base and everything, and even looking at the bottom. Nintendo, unlike other things that make phones and tablets, they have realized. The future is now, and they should really accept it. To charge it, you need a USB-C device or charger.
Everybody's going with USB-C, though.
Well, they are, but they're going that way. But iDevices never will. They're going to keep on making their own thing.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing, though.
Nintendo didn't have to, and also everyone else is still on micro HDMI.
Oh yeah,
or micro USB. They haven't moved over to USB-C yet.
I think it's coming because you can power a monitor off of USB-C now.
You can do a lot with USB-C actually.
Yeah, they're getting rid of the HDMI is what I understand.
But I think the point is that like it'd be really nice to have a standard so that if I'm at my friend's house and I need power, I can just. Hey, let me borrow your cord.
Yeah, versus, exactly.
Oh, you got Apple. I don't.
Yeah, well, that's what USB was originally.
Well, yeah, and then people like decide not to use it, and it's frustrating. So it's good to see that. I mean, they're going with the newer version, but they're still using the USB instead of like their own proprietary garbage. Mm. So that's nice. That's really nice.
Yeah.
I'm pleased.
I just like the quick charge on my phone with the USB-C.
Yeah, works the same as. Micro USB did.
Sort of. USB-C has more ports.
Oh.
I think it's 8 ports versus 4 on the USB.
Just get a USB hub. You're fine.
There you go.
No, not plug-in slots. Not plug-in slots, like wires running through it.
I know. I just had to give you a hard.
You're a jerk.
It's all right. True. It's true. I'm like the nicest mean person you know.
So we'll move along to Google is advancing their... stuff.
The YouTube thing?
They are making YouTube TV service.
Oh, you didn't say it right. On the thing, it says YouTube gets streaming service.
Okay,
and
YouTube
I had a
gets
joke
streaming service.
It's too late. Yeah. It's gone.
YouTube gets streaming service.
Oh, so they're finally streaming stuff?
Yes.
Golly. Like pulling teeth with you people.
I actually got an email about this from YouTube. They like wanted me to sign up for it.
You suck. That's all I can say.
For free?
No. It's $35 a month.
What?
Yeah.
It's $35 a month. So far, they have 40 channels.
I heard it wasn't very good.
Includes all 5 locals. Only major cable and Sling TV can say that. Nobody else can say that they have all 5 anymore.
That's so ABC, it's like a cable subscription,
yes.
Basically?
You can...
It's,
DB, yeah. You get four, okay, with this, you end up, you pay this, you get YouTube Red, so commercial-free YouTube. That means with YouTube Red, you get unlimited music service with Google Play.
And there's some unlocked channels. Like,
yeah.
And you can click off your phone and still listen to videos, right? Wasn't mm-hmm. that the thing for Red? Yep.
Veritasium has a bunch of stuff he does on YouTube. Actually, Minefield. He has a whole channel. It's called Minefield on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. There's all these private channels dealing it with YouTube Red. You're going to get those. They're going to put more money in those. But you also get ESPN, which is a big one.
Yeah.
You get a lot the Fox Sports, which is the big ones for the sports ball people. Let's see who else signed up. Disney signed up, which means you get all of their channels. I know. But they're one of the big ones.
Great content.
Okay, I'll complain about sports because sports is it's so hard to get away from sports. I turn on the radio to my favorite classic rock station and they're broadcasting a freaking basketball game. It's like it is so hard to get away from sports. You meet some guy that you don't know and you're like sitting there and what do they want to talk about? Sports. Like what?
I don't meet a whole lot of people that are like, "Hey, what about those Dodgers?" or you know.
So frustrating.
Unless it was a big sporting event, most people don't bring it up.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's. I guess I'm just weird, and it's supposed to be like a point of, you know, commonality, so that there's something to talk about under the awkward situations. But
that's right.
I usually get the weather comment. How's
the
weather there?
Sports
or
the weather?
Yeah.
Okay. The fact that you got the email is interesting, also because this is even though this is an internet thing, it's still only being released in certain areas, and I'm thinking it's because. It's the local channels that's doing it. Because you're not just getting, you know, locals with the generic stuff. You are getting actual local channels.
I think that's probably required because DirecTV had a big deal about mm-hmm. that a while back because they were providing the, like, an Eastern feed and a Western feed. Pointed the wrong way.
especially for, yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess
so. Yeah, they're getting an East and West feed of the different stations. And then the locals got banded together and said, this isn't fair because we've got all this advertising that we're losing out on. And they forced DirecTV to either provide the local or none at all unless there was no locals available in that area.
Well, based on antenna coverage, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, that covers almost everybody. There was a really small area that was. So, you know, it makes sense that they're going to force mm-hmm. YouTube to do the same thing.
I'm yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
But it should be a lot easier for YouTube since they're already set up with you know, DirecTV.
A lot of stuff. Well, actually, this is not... Yeah, so this is going to be separate from DirecTV. So AT&T owns DirecTV.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not saying it's DirecTV. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying that this is a rule that the FCC imposed upon DirecTV. So mm-hmm. it makes sense that they're going to impose it on YouTube. I'm curious to see how they handle the fact that I'm not in that area. Are they just going to look at your IP and say, sorry, you can't get the locals in this area? Because if you leave the area with your subscription, if you leave the area, you're not allowed to continue getting the locals, even though they can technically broadcast them anywhere.
Yeah.
Or, depending. Some locals are only broadcast in a certain range. But like legally, they can't broadcast a local from Pocatello in Wyoming, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that particular situation.
And I think that's why they're still working out all the kinks. They do not have CNN. They do not have any of the Time Warner.
Well, that's okay. It's fake news.
Yeah. And at this moment, the only streaming service that has Time Warner is Sling TV. Besides that, they pulled from Hulu even, and they're like, we're going to cable and dishes only.
I know. Like, that's so irritating.
Do you hate your customers because you just you're under 30 range?
I know, that's what I told you with the Comedy Central. Yeah, it's like, oh, because that's a great demographic that pays for cable.
Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, MTV, under 30 group.
Crowd. I know. I want to be like, good luck with your ratings now.
You know, the funny thing is that when I was in Russia, MTV was one of the local over-the-air channels. So
nice.
I'm not sure if that's like America spreading. You know,
propaganda.
Like in Civilization, you can win by just culturing the heck out of everybody else, mm-hmm. right? You spread your culture to everybody, and pretty soon you just start getting their cities. You know, so maybe it's one of those things,
maybe.
Right?
Okay, Rome.
The other thing is that with this, you end up getting four accounts ends up getting access to this. Each account goes, I want to DVR that show. As soon as you decide that your DVR and the shows, those shows are put up until you watch them. No clue how long those shows are sticking around for, because Sling TV only keeps it for like 1 or 2 weeks, and then they auto-delete them, whether watch it or not. If you did not select that your show for DVR, at this moment it sounds like it's only going to be channel-by-channel basis if you can go back and grab it. You know, kind of like an on-demand thing.
You can't use it. It's just like cable. You can't. It's only live. You can't really rewind. Is that what you're?
No, like? You could. No, you still have pause, rewind, fast forward, and all that.
But I can't. If Big Bang Theory is not playing right now, I can't watch Big Bang Theory unless I chose to DVR it.
Unless CBS ends up offering it as an on-demand device later.
Oh, so it's not on-demand right now.
They haven't declared what is and what isn't. We still have a few more months before this comes out, so even YouTube...
It must not be, because if it's on demand, you don't need DVR. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Is that you can just show up and say, hey, it aired, I can watch it whenever I want now.
As much as Google can... It's really Google just accepting what the broadcasters are doing.
Yeah.
Because obviously, YouTube could support everything broadcasted on every channel and not even bat an eye at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the thing is like, I don't pay for cable. I got Hulu. I got Netflix, and that is about as much as I'm willing to pay for TV.
Yeah, that's
days.
All I got too.
And I don't get commercials on those, and I won't pay for a service that I get commercials. Mm-hmm. So if I get my locals with commercials, I'm not even interested, especially at $35 a month.
I know. Like, I spent $35 for my antenna, and I get all the local channels forever until my antenna breaks.
Well, you know, I bought a $20 antenna and it doesn't work at all. So
yeah, mine it does pretty okay. You get 6 or 7 channels out of it.
Yeah, no, I paid for a few more. I get Amazon's, I have Hulu's, Netflix, Funimation, and HBO now.
Yeah.
Well, I had HBO, but Game of Thrones is over until whenever it comes out again. So
I ended up hanging around for a month or two and then watched Young Pope, or no, Westworld, then Young Pope, now. I don't know. Now it's in limbo state. It may get canceled.
Yeah, I canceled it, but when Game of Thrones come out, then I'll watch that, plus I'll watch Westworld, and then I'll catch up on Silicon Valley, and then I'll cancel again when it's over. Because that'll be enough time. That'll be, you know, several months.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be more than enough time to watch all the stuff on HBO that I want to watch, and then I'll probably just cancel it again, because I can't imagine they'll have something that I want to watch. I mean, they have lots of stuff that was fun to watch, but... I mean, Hulu and Netflix is more than I need.
Yeah.
I
understand. Well, Amazon's been doing pretty well. And Amazon's not terrible for, you know, you get your 2-day shipping, and then they give you a bunch of stuff on top of that.
Yeah, because they have a handful of shows, and then they're free movies and stuff, too. They'll alternate them out of Prime, or whether you pay $3 to watch it.
That's the only place you can watch, like, Mr. Robot without any cable subscription.
That's how I watched it for the first season.
Because I've really been wanting to watch that, but, again, like, I am content not watching it if I can't get it on, like, for a reasonable price
those are some of the channels included with this is USA and FX.
Yeah, but if they have commercials, I'm not paying $35 a month.
Well, then that's why you DVR it. And then you fast forward through the commercials.
So the problem is it's the same stream.
I feel like I'm going back.
But it's the same stream as if you were to have, you know, Time Warner Cable or Cable One or DirecTV or something like that. It's the same stream. So it's going to have the same commercials.
Right, right.
So, I mean, unfortunately, you're kind of SOL there.
Yeah, no, but I'm just, as far as I'm concerned, commercials are a necessary evil for free content. I'm not getting free content, so I'm not, so I'm not, I'm not.
How do you feel about commercials during the show? You know, like, look at this Pepsi product or Coke product.
Product placements.
If they do it like... what was that? The Parks and Rec or something like that, where they had a whole Snapple episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm okay with that because they make it part of the joke. Or like Stephen Colbert talks about how much he hates Arby's all the time.
Yeah.
I'm betting they're paying him to tell everybody he hates Arby's. Yeah. But that's fine. And you know, if they get it in there and whatnot, I'm fine with it as long as it's not like over the top. I don't
care. Or it's out of the characters thing. Like, we were watching the Mindy Project, and she brings her McDonald's. She's like, oh, I love McDonald's. Like, there was a big old scene about the fact that there is a McDonald's.
Yeah, that's really obnoxious. Most shows don't
totally
do
her
that.
Character, though. I would expect it from her.
Yeah,
why I'm like, good job. I'm still not hungry for McDonald's right now.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of want McDonald's now.
But then, man, well, that was then. This is now.
We need to get them as a sponsor.
Ah.
How do we set that up?
Hey, McDonald's, give us a call. Hey, Mike, what's our phone number?
Really, Bill? Really?
Yep.
Did anybody call last week?
No.
What?
Let's see if McDonald's will call.
Seriously? You really? Okay. I'm going to do this one more time.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of getting tired of reading out the number.
You're really good at it.
816-4335.
All right.
Somebody better call that dang number.
All right, so this is another, but yeah, so the Google's going to have their TV bundle service. But speaking of sponsors, let's talk about our sponsor, who is has a facelift, and that's they are right. Now called AMC Pine Ridge 11.
AMC. We called them to make sure.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And they're located at 4355 Yellowstone Avenue in Chevy, Idaho.
Is official as of today.
Yes.
The date of this recording.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Today, whenever you're listening to it, that's when it was made.
Exactly. Today.
Well, he did say as of this recording.
Yeah.
I know, but I liked my version.
I know. Whenever you hear this, that's the first official day.
Yep. As of today.
Yeah.
Friday, March 3rd.
I
set the date.
I see your reality and substitute my own.
Exactly.
Wait. Monday, March 3rd. 2035.
Friday, March 3rd.
Did you just check what day of the...
Well, based on leap years and, you know, some math, I just...
That's impressive
I
math.
Should really pull that out.
Are
check
you
that.
Are you a savant, Bill?
I neither confirm nor the deny.
Nor the deny.
nor deny. No. I'm done. How about that?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's see. They still have their discount Tuesdays and... They have their bucket for the year, so you can still use that. But yep. Discounts Tuesdays is really a lot of fun with their $2 sodas and popcorns. Free
and
refills
cheaper
on
tickets lunches. And stuff,
yep,
too.
Cheaper
lots yeah. of people.
Yes.
Exactly.
If you're going to go to a movie on Tuesday, go early.
Yes.
Everyone likes their...
Yeah, don't even count on it being like a crappy movie. I'm continually... I'm going to go back to it. I'm continually depressed and disappointed by people because... of the whole monster truck experience. That should not have been a full
I know
on a Tuesday. And I mentioned it at work the other day, and one of my coworkers was like, oh, I was going to go see that. And I'm like, what, you're a professional. You're an adult. What is...
You went to see it?
No, they had...
What does it say about you?
Because I was making fun of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I wanted to see a horrible, campy, terrible movie, and I just got a horrible movie. And what they had no charm.
Yeah, they had a few weeks there. It was just irrationally full all the time, no matter what we went to go see.
Everyone, it's after the holiday break. There's nothing else to do.
Yeah, that's true. It's
cold outside.
Especially when school's closed because of snow days.
Mm-hmm.
And the roads are terrible, so everyone's going to drive to the theater. Spend a few cookies. Or donuts, depending on what part of the world you're in.
Yeah, it's not too far from Kmart, and no one was plowing their lot all winter. It was a good winter for me.
Well, it really helps when, you know, the store that's there is closed.
Exists
oh yeah,
anymore.
No, I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong. I was quite happy that no one was plowing out. Although after a while it got a lot of potholes and stuff, and it just wasn't safe to do.
Yeah,
I really kind of like the mall parking lot, like that big area between the mall and the theater, because it has the like up and down part.
Oh yeah, that's
so when
fun
you're
too.
Doing donuts, you know, you kind of get that like, lift.
I practiced doing stuff with my Subaru there because the all-wheel drive makes it hard to just spin out. But I figured out if you hammer down pretty good and turn at the same time, you can make your car drive sideways. So,
yeah. Really, the warning, we do not condone this, but it definitely is good to learn how to drive in the winter to do this.
Exactly.
In a big, giant open parking
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, big, yes. giant open,
get
nobody
a feel for
around.
Ice and snow.
Yeah.
But we still do not condone it.
Yeah.
Get your parents' permission, kids.
Or in the car with you.
Yeah. Have them teach you.
So, with Throwback Friday, or Thursday if you're listening to the podcast on Thursday, Nokia, the current company that owns them, who is it again?
It's Nokia, actually.
They've been sold so many times. They got sold to Microsoft.
But
so HMD Global is currently remaking the Nokia...
3310.
Yes.
That's a Finnish company, so it's done.
It's
the little
phone, the brick phone, the original, like, personal protection device.
There you go.
Oh.
It's rounded.
It's, yeah.
It's the candy bar shape.
I'm considering
Is it the snake phone?
It does have snake
on
it. Does.
Yeah.
Yes.
It will come upgraded with... snake on it, though, too.
I'm considering going back to... Oh, my goodness. Wow.
It only does 2G. The internet on it sucks.
Yeah. It's that's okay. It's 2.5G, which means it is being released
better.
In India, which still has 2G. It will not be released, and it's about $50. It will not be released in the U.S. and Canada because there is no 2G coverage, and they were about to release it in Australia, but Australia is currently shutting down all their 2G, so there's they're holding off on that currently.
It's £50.
There was that. I didn't see.
No, it's
not
that heavy. Oh, man, I got a good night tonight.
Ted, you can go now.
I can, but I won't.
Sorry, it's 50 euro. Does that make you feel better?
Oh, so it's like $78.53.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that math again.
I know.
That I'm wrong.
It's
I
right
know.
There.
Jordan would have been so happy to get a newer ghetto phone.
Except for he can't use it in this country.
That's true.
It's still as ghetto as you can get.
What's that?
That's as ghetto as you can get if you can't use it in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just can't use the internet, right?
No, you can't use the service. There is no 2G service in the U.S.
I thought the G just referred to the internet.
No.
Well, there's the type of
generation is what it stands for.
Yeah, but I thought
it's your internet. It's also your cell signal. No, sorry, your cell signal is separate. It's digital.
Yeah, the CDMA. And yeah, the other one, and then your internet refers to the 2G. At least that's how I thought it worked.
Everything I was reading was saying that the U.S. and Canada does not have this.
Well, it doesn't have it. That doesn't mean that they don't have the cell service. I think it's still running. They don't have data.
Well, I think it's still running the analog signal, which we don't have analog anymore. We have digital only.
So I don't know.
Analog went to fire and police.
But back on Nokia's style of battery life, it estimately has a month. You know, on standby battery.
Standby. It's like 3 days talk time, though.
It says that's better than most phones still.
It says you can talk all day, small 2 higher than the Y. So.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty awesome when I saw it.
I don't know. I like my smartphone. I'm not going to get another one I've had it for 3 years now. I'm probably not going to get another one for a while. And I think when I get a new phone, I might just go back to a dumb phone. It's cheaper. And I mean, I could just keep this and use it
on the internet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just use it on like Wi-Fi connections and stuff. And it would be so much cheaper for my monthly bill.
This also has an FM radio built in.
Oh, well,
yeah. I don't know if everyone remembers.
I sold.
You guys, I'm moving to India.
I know. That's perfect.
Nokia? No. Motorola came out with the little phone that had the FM radio built into it.
I had a Nokia that did. No. Yes, I had a Nokia that had an FM, but you had to have the headphones plugged in.
I'm pretty sure my antenna. Phone right now can do an FM radio.
No.
Well, not the app.
I'm talking about
picking up live broadcast out of the air.
No, I'm pretty sure this one
really?
Can too.
Oh, nice.
I know one of the Samsungs did it for a little bit. I don't remember which one.
I know.
I thought like any of them could.
My Nokia back in like 05 could.
Yeah.
04? Maybe
it was
04.
The Walkman one. That's what it was. I know. I'm dating myself.
I guess it's Sony then, yeah.
Yeah, it was the Sony Walkman radio or Walkman cell phone. And it had the little, like, you plug in this thing to plug in headphones. And the headphone acted as an antenna.
Yeah, that's what mine had. The headphones were in the antenna. But yeah, that's back. Oh, it comes with 16 megs of storage. And you can throw it an SDHD 32 gig. Card on top of that.
And all those fun colors.
I know. You get orange and
it's like you're buying
blue
a Mac.
And yellow and gray.
Yeah.
And your big screen that used to be it's very 8-2-bit.
It's like the iPhone C.
It all just reflects your personality. Be like, I got yellow because I'm a fun guy.
Ooh,
although,
yeah.
I don't think it's going to hold up to the same like durability as the original 3310.
Yeah.
Like, the original one was, like, half-inch thick plastic, and you could literally kill somebody with it.
Well, especially where it's a it's a curved screen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, everything that I've ever had a curved screen on, anything, if it's curved screen, it will be destroyed somehow by accident. Just now.
All right, so I Googled it, and it's the things that I'm finding here are all saying that most cell phones these days have an FM chip in them that are that are not activated, that you can just activate, and then you can have an FM tuner in your phone. Ooh, you just have to have the headphones connected. I can't find the app. It might have been the previous phone that I had that actually did it. But yeah, I mean, like, FM tuners are no big deal these days. So.
Well, I didn't think they should be, but...
It's just one more thing.
Yeah.
I get it.
One more thing.
Another battery drain.
Pack in there.
Or it's like when you're looking down, when you're looking at like the features list on a car, and it says like includes headlights. Like there's one. They've got a whole sheet of paper they need to fill out, so they'll put anything in there.
They do that too. I used to sell cars, and they used to put all kinds of weird crap. Premium upgraded windshield wipers. Yeah.
Hey, my windshield wipers were $20 each.
Ooh.
Costco has them for $7 a piece.
Yeah, but did they come installed?
No,
because exactly. The oil place will install my
exactly, and that is important.
Because I don't know how to do that.
I bought some from Costco that I just threw away because like it had like 8 adapters, and I'm like, I don't even care.
I'll just go get my oil changed because I need new windshield wipers.
Bring it here. I'll put them in for $10 for you.
Yeah,
it's too late. I already got.
Well,
I
only next paid, year I already when they paid. Go bad, I'll do it next.
Next year, no, like probably 2 oil changes from now, 6 months.
Nah, I wish your wiper's only good for a year. 2 years tops.
I just said less.
Oh. Well, whatever.
Two oil changes. 6 months.
Sorry, you're right.
The other thing also is they didn't go over the operating system on, because Nokia had a good operating system on their old phones. Then Microsoft got a hold of them. And now I'm assuming whatever, you know, HMD is doing is going to be
HMD.
It's yeah. Not truly retro unless that battery will last you an entire week that you never have to charge it. That's the true classic phone.
So you're saying HMD, and I'm always thinking you're like you're saying no, you're wrong. That's right. It just sounds wrong coming off the tongue. Like,
yeah.
Oh, HDMI, Bill. HDMI.
But the company's name is officially HMD Global Oi.
Oi.
Global Oi.
That's true.
Yeah. Global Oi. But their brand is simply HMD.
Hmm.
So wait.
You forgot the D. It's
It's D.
Is
IKEA? They're not Finnish.
IKEA
what are they?
Swedish.
Swedish. Yeah. Oh yeah.
They have Swedish meatballs. Come on.
Yeah, and they got the awesome Lindberry or Lindenberry juice that I love.
Yeah, I know. I always get that every time I go there.
You know, Elmer's here in town has a Lindenberry crepe.
Great. I know. Those are good.
So good.
See, I bought some last time I went, but I haven't. God, I haven't opened it yet.
It's good stuff.
It is.
Wow. Where is it? I'll open it for you.
It's in the secret compartment.
Well, I've been to Albers, but I've never been to IKEA.
Hidden in the
fridge. We go to, like, anytime we're in a bigger city that has an IKEA, we go. We don't ever buy anything.
I know,
IKEA. But we love
fun.
Walking through it.
Yeah.
It's
so much fun. Has an IKEA. I think.
Not Isle Falls. Salt Lake.
No, Twin Falls has one.
Twin Falls has an IKEA?
I think so.
I know what I'm doing this weekend.
I know. That's a.
I'm pretty sure that.
Unless you don't have to deal with the traffic.
I don't. Yeah. No. Whenever I go to IKEA, you say you walked around. I can't do that.
Second link.
Oh, no. I don't want to click on second links. Who clicks on the second link?
You
really?
Have to do the second. It takes you right to where you need to go.
Oh, fine. There.
No,
there's
not that one either. Oh my.
Even the one.
That one worked. All right. Now type in Twin Falls.
Wait. How about we just look at the Idaho?
Oh, yeah.
Where Idaho has zero.
Zero.
There's something in Twin Falls. It's
yes,
like
I'm sure there are stores in Twin Falls.
And there's definitely a city there.
Yeah,
I bet there's some falls.
With some buildings.
Are they like a dual?
Actually, there falls? Are falls, but they're called the Shoshone Falls.
Oh! Is there two of them?
No.
Oh. Yeah. It's a terrible name for a city now.
No, they actually do have Twin Falls there, but they're not really twins. I don't know.
Well, they could be paternal twins.
Okay, Draper, there's your IKEA.
Yes,
that's the close one.
Well, Salt Lake,
Utah,
City.
Yeah.
Yeah, Draper.
No, you see Salt Lake, and then you keep driving.
Yeah, you go like 30 more miles.
Yes,
there you go.
Until you see the IKEA on the right.
Yep.
Yep.
We actually don't go there when we go to Salt Lake. So,
once you leave IKEA, once you're tired of walking around IKEA, you end up going to the aquarium. And you walk around the aquarium, and you're like, I feel refreshed, like I went outside. You see the birds fly around, and you see this giant fish.
I love aquariums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. All right.
So, I got to know. I really got to know. I mean, we got this whole list of topics, but I want to know, why would Iron Man's suit kill him?
Okay, so Iron Man's suit, if, I mean, theoretically, if you blow up something next to a human being, if you make a sudden change in direction at high speed, if you whatever, like, the physics says that you should die.
Why?
Because your brain is suspended in a liquid.
Oh.
And when you slam it into things like your skull, it tends to kill you.
Ah.
Yeah, that makes sense. You can't just do a U-turn at 300 miles an hour.
No, you can't. You just black out.
Yeah.
No, it actually would kill you. It wouldn't even black out.
It depends. But yeah, they in the jets and whatnot, they black out if they're not careful.
That's like, you're talking 6 Gs or something like that. Like, over 5 Gs is blackout. He's pulling like 1,000 Gs.
I know, that's true. He can just fly around the world.
He goes from Mach 1 to 0 in one of the movies that fast.
Yeah, but he's buffered by the suit, so it's fine.
Okay, so why doesn't it kill him?
I don't know. Oh. That's the question.
Yeah, he's the saying question it should. Says,
why doesn't the Iron Man's suit kill him?
Well, you said he did research.
So what you're saying is that he's flying along, right? And then he decides he needs to stop. So he stops, and all of a sudden his feet are where his head used to be. I mean, his head's there too, but
well, his head should be
everything is
he tends
now
to stop like
fit nicely
feet forward. But
yeah, he's all nicely fit in his. Oh, that would split him in half. So.
Yeah, he would be sent into his boots.
His whole and it just lands. It's standing there.
Why Iron Man sucks, right, Bill? Batman Lego.
Exactly.
Iron Man sucks.
So you said you did research on this.
No, that's what he's saying. He made the case for why he should die. Yeah, he's not
saying. I know why he should die. I don't know why he shouldn't.
Yeah.
No.
Like, why does he survive?
It's bad writing.
I think it's the same reason that Santa Claus doesn't burst into flames when he's traveling from house to house.
That's because he wears asbestos.
Hey, there's an entire video about this. You should watch that.
That's why you go down the chimney. Asbestos. I mean, come on.
No, but the friction, I mean.
The video, by the way, just talks about, what's it called?
Vibranium?
Not like anti-gravity, but it's like that. I can't think of what it's called.
Are you talking about inertial dampeners?
That's the one, inertial dampeners. Yeah, it says that his suit has inertial dampeners in it.
See, because that's a science fiction-y word.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that just like the sci-fi word for magic? It's just like, Konami says nanomachines, and all literature says inertial dampeners.
Well, yeah, inertial dampeners.
Well, nanomachines are real. They actually have those.
A warp drive, right?
Yeah.
Teleporters. These are all just magic, but with technological names. So I really like thinking about how the fact that everybody in Star Trek, the Star Trek universe, has died multiple times.
Exactly, and they're all reconstructed.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why they can't just, like, when someone actually dies, they can't just be like, well, when did he teleport last? We got that back up.
Well, it's because nobody really wants to lose that person. That's why, you know, when people die in real life, unless they replace them with somebody new, they're removed from the series.
But, well, like, I mean, Scotty, like, there was an episode The Next Generation where Scotty, like, put himself into a loop in the teleporter so he wouldn't die because he knew he couldn't get out of where he was at. And so finally pops out like 1,000 years later or whatever it was. I don't remember the
difference. Captain Kirk, same thing happened to him. He got stuck in like an alternate dimension.
That was kind of different though. Time stopped for him and whatnot. That wasn't like teleporter. That was just like the strand.
But the teleporter, you're literally just, you just convert yourself into data.
Right.
And then you kind of held it there for the moment until somebody downloaded it. And
the matter.
So wait.
Technically, the matter comes from somewhere, too. So they're actually transporting the matter as well. But
They could just be pulling matter wherever it's at. But the theoretical question comes from, like, the 1600s. And it has to do with the boat. If you replace every single part of the boat, is it still the same boat? And then your body technically replaces itself, like, every 7 years. Every single cell in your body is restored and replaced. Like, destroyed and replaced. So are you technically yourself after 7 years?
Aren't there some cells that don't ever?
I think there's a couple, but I don't remember which ones.
I don't know. I've heard that the same thing, that our cells are constantly changing and dividing and everything. And actually, they would have to. Everything would have to split. Every living organism still lives, dies, splits, and goes through.
So if you send yourself through a teleporter, are you still the same person on the other side? It's the philosophical question.
Yeah. And the answer is no. You're a new person.
Well, except every 7 years, you're a new person, too. Yeah. So are you still Ted?
Well, I'm not the Ted from 7 years ago. I'm not Ted from 7 years ago. I don't act the same as him. I have completely different views on a lot of different things. No, it's true. You think that you stop changing. Like, you stop, like, you think, like, wow, I'm way different from when I was 5 years ago. But I'm going to be the same person five years from now.
But you're the sum of your experiences. It's still, you were still Ted, though, right?
But then does the boat that has the same name with all the wood replaced, is it still not the same experienced boat?
That's the question.
Well, if you're, let's just say, if we're still the same experienced person, just with different cells.
But the difference is the time frame it takes.
It's hard to think about that if some of your skin sloughs off, that might be the reason you might just like one morning wake up and be like, huh, I guess my parents did have a point. All it takes is just one really, really good crap, and then you're just like, ah, yeah, I think I got the last of that out of me. There went an opinion.
That's it. We're doing movie reviews.
I like sports now.
Mike, here's your answer. I was going to say this, but I didn't want to make it an alternative fact, so I had to actually research it. But brain cells, yeah, that's what they said. They can last a lifetime. And your brain is, I think, the one organ that makes you the most you. So I'd say no, you don't be a different person.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it is brain cells that don't.
He just looked it up.
They said they can last. Because I was going to just say that, but then I was like, I could have just been making that up. Yeah. They said those can last a lifetime.
Spreading. So who here watched Logan anyway?
Me and Jordan, if he was here. But
Did Alex watch it?
No. I was in line to get a Switch last night.
Yeah.
Priorities.
Priorities. Maybe, I know. It's bad timing.
Maybe Thursday was a good day for AMC to change their like, people are
call
getting the
Nintendo
Switch anyways.
People, exactly.
Yeah, look, we don't want to work. We want to get in line for a new Nintendo console. I want my Game Boy.
Wolverine, Nintendo.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. Nintendo beats choice. Marvel.
Yeah.
So I've just been sleeping this last couple weeks. I don't know. I worked like a lot of hours 2 weeks ago, and it's taken me this long to recover. I've been going home and just sleeping all week, but Logan is one of the movies I've been really excited to see.
Yeah, I was super pumped for it too, because they and it's really good. Like I also too, to be responsible, because I wanted to make sure it wasn't the freshness too, I rewatched Deadpool today, and Logan's a better movie. So I had to, because I was like, maybe it's just because it had the freshness. I was like, are we? And that's still a compliment. It's not a knock at Deadpool in so much as it's a compliment of Logan, because Deadpool was my favorite superhero movie of last year, and Logan, like, I just don't see it. Like, I can't see any of the other superhero movies being better than this one.
Can't see me.
Yeah.
Do they explain the aging thing?
Yeah, I was going to say, do they explain it, and do you accept it?
No, it was the theory that I was thinking. It's because it was from the comics where it's the poisoning of the bones. And so
does that mean...
Oh, no, it was Mike that didn't accept it.
So yeah. It's ruining his, is messing with his. So that was basically the idea too, is that he's the weakened Logan in this movie. But that was kind of the concept, is that he's constantly being poisoned. And so in a way, it just messed with his healing factors. And since it's basically constantly fighting just the poison in his body,
like
it can't work on everything else.
Get rid of his cancer.
Yeah, completely.
The cancer
doing
and
it.
The regeneration happen at the same rate.
Yeah, and this is just the idea that the poison technically is winning in the long run, but it's impacting it that most of it is diverted to that, and so he's aging. His cells are aging. He can still get shot and hurt, but you can kill him. Like this Logan, if you shot him with a shotgun like 8 times, he's dead. So it's not like...
So does that mean that if like they just strip the stuff out, he'd be perfectly fine? Like he'd go back to like 20-year-old Logan or whatever?
Maybe they could have. That's basically
how... Or he's already to that point age where...
Or he might have been kind of poisoned forever.
Revert.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Because you said it's always fighting it. So if it goes away, then it's done fighting it and it can work on the rest of the body.
It might. They don't really go into it too much. That's just kind of the implicit thing, is that that's...
Just wait until older man Logan comes out.
So, yeah.
When he's back to the bones.
So in the previews, the little girl, like they showed her with claws too?
Yeah.
So, and she has adamantium claws as well, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I don't want spoilers, but I just wanted to make sure I was seeing that right. So that should be,
I stopped watching commercials, so you've already sold that for me. Thanks.
Good job.
Oh, also, everyone dies.
Everyone dies.
Everyone dies.
Ah, what is this? A Star Wars movie?
No, but it was good. So that was because that was my only beef. Is I was like, how is Xavier alive in the movie? And then that's how they remedied it. Okay. And so I'm cool. So I got no beefs with this movie at all because the only thing that's sad about it is that it is by far the best, like, take of Wolverine. And the only thing that's so tragic about it is when you see Wolverine as he should be Wolverine, which in the sense of if you're slashing flesh with razor sharp claws, you should bleed and be dismembered. And in this movie that happens, that it will make the other movies hard to watch. Like, I think the only one I'll truly, like, love is First Class because he's not in it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But everything else, it just seems silly because he's like, oh, I cut you and you're unconscious or okay or something like
The argue with all the Disney Marvel movies. It's like, yeah, we're nicer. We don't kill people. He's like, don't kill people. You're going to hurt somebody. That person would just throw out the wall.
I know, and that's what I say too, because people are whining about how, like, oh, this is ours, so all the long-term fans. And I'm like, for the most part, Logan is just a standalone movie. So I say,
it's so far in the future.
Yeah, quit whining. Like, you, especially if you're kids, you have the Disney movies. You have 99%, basically everything except for Deadpool to watch for comic book movies. And so I'm like, yeah, they pulled off the Logan, and it was killer. Like, because it was cool, because with the girl and him and just all the characters in it, it was just super well done. The action is really incredible in that movie.
So you're saying Fox makes better Marvel movies than Disney?
Yes, like, that's the thing, because it's probably...
How would you compare it against Guardians?
It's better.
Oh.
Yeah, because again, because the other thing that I liked about it too is that it doesn't... Deadpool has the humor. I think that's what drew in the different market, and I think what'll draw in this movie is that it's not a superhero movie. Like, its plot is not... Because it doesn't waste all the time. Because, like I was telling you, that was the thing about Deadpool, is Deadpool was breaking the fourth wall and making fun of superhero movies, but its plot is a superhero movie plot. Like, it is, I'm a normal guy. This is how I got my powers. This is how I kind of experimented with my powers. Now I'm that character. Now I have my big showdown and we have a franchise. End of movie.
And Wolverine, we know so much about
him. Yeah, because Wolverine, even with the girl, they have a little bit of the backstory. But for the most part, the story, it's like a road movie. And it's kind of, it has a Western vibe. It's a drama. So everything about that movie, because you actually care about the parts where they're talking and they have just like some of the best parts in the movie is like Patrick Stewart talking to Logan and just all the conversational stuff. So...
Alright.
Yeah.
So they showed what happens in between the pains.
Pretty much.
So wait, I have one quick question before we go. If Logan can be finally killed, how did the claws like affect, because they literally rip holes in his hand?
No, they do. They address that. Like, he's in pain. Like, that's what that he has, like, arthritic claw. Like, he tries to pull it out and one of them can't even go all the way and he's like pulling it out and it actually like is ripping up his hands and he has to bandage up his hands every time. So like he's,
well, he said that in previous ones, like, it hurts every time.
Yeah,
it
comes
out. But before he could heal every time. Like, it didn't really affect anything, it just hurt. Now apparently it doesn't heal so well.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm looking forward to seeing it this weekend.
See, you also saw Get Out and The Great Wall. Which one do you want to go with?
Well, The Great Wall is quick. It sucks. Don't watch that movie.
No, it's great because a white guy, like, saves all of China.
I know.
They're like, well, hooray, racism.
No, the only reason I watch that is because they're like, no, he's not the white savior. And spoiler, he is the white savior. Like, the Chinese would have been screwed without Matt Damon because he's constantly like, hello, have you tried this? Maybe we should do that. You know, I'm the best warrior here.
It's true. Anytime you have, like, anytime Matt Damon shows up, you know he's gonna save you. Like,
yeah.
So it's, I mean, maybe it's not just the white guy thing.
Or you have to save him. Yeah.
Yeah. Ben Affleck might have to step in and help him.
Okay, that's fair. But if Matt Damon doesn't got it, Ben Affleck's taken care of.
Right, so you're,
except for Dogma. Just saying.
So you were saying that, you know, they put a white man in this and it just sounds stupid. Why did they do that?
They, like, got this white guy coming and you know, the saving the Chinese people. It's like The Last Samurai. Like, you need a white guy to save
you. I know.
Okay. So, but do you know what the response is to that? People buy tickets with white men in them.
Yeah. Well, and that's what they were trying to do, because it is, at its heart, a Chinese movie.
But yeah. Moonlight won the Oscar.
Okay. Well, okay, what about what about Rush Hour?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I win.
Well, there was a white guy in there, but he was
the
villain.
I win.
Drop the podcast mic.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. Okay, yes, there is the others, but on the majority of the time, white men are what fill the seats and sell the tickets.
Oh, I think they fill the seats and sell the tickets because they won't use anybody else.
No, they have. They've even talked about this. This is like when Fox ended up getting yelled at for going, oh, we need a white person, or we need a white man, not a female, not any other minority. They got yelled at, and they're like, sorry, we want money, and you guys won't buy tickets unless it's a white man in there.
It could be Will Smith. He sells tickets.
Yeah. Wait. How did Suicide Squad do again?
But how was I Am Legend? How was...
I actually never watched I Am Legend in theaters.
No, Suicide Squad is successful. It almost made $1 billion. It was like 800-something million.
Wait, I Am Legend is the one where he created the virus, right?
Yeah.
Well, he was trying to cure the virus.
He didn't create the legend.
Yeah, he was a survivor.
Yeah. And then there's iRobot. There's the one with this kid, though. I can't think of the name of that.
Oh, Binky Winky Wow Wow West.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, 7 pounds. Oh, I'm not going to watch that movie at all.
Oh, I love that movie.
I will not even come close to watching that movie.
7 pounds is a good movie.
That's on my cry night when I need to cry.
Yeah.
I watch that.
I do not like the feels. In fact, if there's a dog in the movie,
You didn't see Marley and Me?
No.
How dare you?
Just no.
Hey, Bill. Logan's a feels.
How dare you say that?
It's a feels. It is a feels.
I don't want a feels.
It's a feels.
The feels are bad.
No, it's the only thing I'll say on Logan real quick, too. There's no secret scene, but there is a super special surprise at the beginning of the movie that's really awesome.
Ah, okay.
So get there on time?
Yeah.
Well, after the credits. Or after the previews.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like after the previews, and then you get the thing, and then you get the movie.
Okay.
Is this like one of those Pixar, you get a little animation?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
It's equivalent to that. You get your little short scene that's super awesome.
All right, your last movie, Get Out.
Oh, yeah, and then Get Out is a good movie. I watched both of these on the same day. I watched Get Out first and then watched The Great Wall later because I was bored. And
that's dedication to the
podcast. Spent 5 hours at the theater.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dedication there, man.
I know.
I salute you.
But Get Out, I like that because that was a throwback. That movie's made for like $4 million, so it already made its budget. It made like $30 million, so it's a big success already, which is cool. But it... I'd almost compare it. It could be like a Black Mirror episode, Bill, if that intrigues you.
It does.
Now I don't want to watch it.
See, I'm interested. You don't have to be.
It's only in the sense it plays with it. It goes with that kind of the tension. Mm-hmm. And then I won't give away like what's going on. But that's what it is that it's based on something that is like current science that's twisted, that's advanced in a way that could still be feasible, though.
Bees?
So.
Robotic
not bees.
Oh.
No, it's not the bees.
Oh, that was last
attacking
week.
All the black people and making them white people. But
so I think we're planning on going to see The Shack this weekend.
The Shack?
Yeah, it's the new one that came out based on the book.
There's a book.
I don't know a whole lot about it. My mom's dragging me to it, so
yeah, that'll happen.
She's in town.
All right, we'll have to do that one next week.
Yep.
We should probably wrap things up. We're over our time.
Oh yeah.
So Alex, what's your famous last words?
Take this. It's dangerous to go alone.
Build the feels. I hope you cry like a little baby during Logan.
Iron Man should be dead.
Don't let it end like this. Tell him I said something funny.
Hey, listen!
Oh.